أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم. قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين. قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نون والقلم وما يسطرون. ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون. وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون. وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. فستبصر ويبصرون بأيكم المفتون. إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. فلا تطع المكذبين ودوا لو تدهن فيدهنون. ولا تطع كل حلاف مهين. هماز مشاء بنميم. مناع للخير معتد أثيم. عتل بعد ذلك زنيم. أن كان ذا مال وبنين. Say, do you see, if Allah Ta'ala has to take me away and those that are with me, or spare me and show mercy to me, then to who is it that's going to save the kafirs from the grievous punishment? And say, He is Allah, the most gracious. We believe in Him and trust in Him. Then will you soon know who is clearly mistaken. Say, show me, in asbaha ma'ukum ghawran, if one morning your water disappears in the underground earth, then who will supply you with clear flowing water? It's a very frightening verse. Asbaha ma'ukum. Water is the life supply, and this life supply is contained in the bowels of the earth. If one day Allah Ta'ala wishes that this supply should sink and disappear in the underground hollows of the earth, then who can bring it up? Who can provide this life blood? Similar will be the case of the other favors that we enjoy, be it the intelligence, be it the grace of Allah Ta'ala that we enjoy in different forms, in different ways. If Allah Ta'ala had to just cut it off, remove it, then who can bring up the supplies back to us? So the man cannot be proud of himself, no matter who he is, where he is, and what he is. He depends entirely on the grace, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. As long as he is graced with Allah Ta'ala, then he is moving. And the moment the grace of Allah Ta'ala snaps, then he also snaps. Noon, the meaning of this is just known to Allah Ta'ala by the pen and by the records that are written by the Malaika. By the grace of Allah Ta'ala, you aren't a man possessed or mad. You have a reward that is unfailing, and you stand upon a very exalted standard of character. Then will you see, and they will see, who is the one that is really afflicted. Verily, your Rabb knows full well those who have strayed away from the path, and those that are on the path upon guidance. An oath is taken as an adjuration, as a witness, as the support for the statement that is going to be made thereafter. So the oath is taken upon the pen and what the malaika record. And the answer of the answer to the oath is, Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. By the grace of your Rabb, you aren't one possessed or mad. The most powerful means of communication is the pen. The archives and the libraries of men are all manuscripts that are recorded in pen. So, the pen is the most effective, the most powerful means of communicating. You want to get your message across, you want work to be done, you want to communicate, you want learning and education, you want to inspire and correct, or you wish to instruct people, then all this is done through the pen. So, therefore, the pen is counted as something very, very priceless, very valuable, and mighty and powerful. The poet says, إِذِ الْأَبْطَالُ أَقْسَمُوا بِسُيُوفِهِمْ وَعَدُّوهُ بِمَا يُكْسَبُ الْمَجْدُ وَالْكَرَمُ. But if someday the brave and the powerful, they take an oath, they take oaths by their swords, and they consider the sword, the thing through which you will gain honor and respect, then the poet says thereafter, the pen, kafa bil qalam izzan wa raf'atan, then the pen stands out, it stands out in its majesty and in its honor. Madad dahr idhillahu aqsama bil qalam, because the brave, they may count the sword and the weapon that they have as something of talent, something of bravery and strength. But how can they stand before the pen? Because the pen, Allah Ta'ala brings it as a witness for the end of time. When Allah Ta'ala has brought it as a witness, takes an oath by the name of the pen, then you can't challenge Allah Ta'ala's word against your bravery and your strength. Brave men may come and go, but the records that are contained in the archives, they will continue. They will continue instructing people, teaching people, directing people, inspiring people. So this will continue. The first thing that Allah Ta'ala created was the pen, and He instructed the pen to write down. So the pen had asked Allah Ta'ala, what do I write down? So Allah Ta'ala commanded, write down the fate and the destiny of creation. So the entire destiny of all creation was recorded 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. We know of two pens. One is the pen that records the Lawh-e Mahfuz, sacred tablet, everything, all the destiny, the fate of the entire creation is contained. And then is the pen that is in the hands of men. We write down our knowledge, our understanding, our messages, and all our communication is through this pen. So Allah Ta'ala takes an oath, Al-Qalam yama yasturun. The unbelievers, the kuffar, would hurl abuse against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and one of the things that they used to criticize him and condemn him with is that he is a mad person. He is a man that is possessed. What was the reason that they would call him a madman? That he reduced the gods to one single Allah. They were worshipping multiple gods, 360 gods is God for every day of the calendar. Then Nabi Sam had made it into just one single God. So as though he had challenged the entire world at a time when the entire world was filled with polytheism, and Nabi Sallam had turned the direction, diverted them to the worship of one single God, so as though he challenged the entire world. The entire world is going in one direction, and he is going on in a different direction, because he's done something totally inconsistent with the pattern of the world. So he was termed and declared as a madman. But Allah Ta'ala says, Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. And you aren't one that is mad or possessed. And wa inna laka la ajran ghayra mamnoon. And then Allah Ta'ala says, what is the reason? Why do we say that you aren't one that is mad and possessed? Because you will have a reward that is unending. A madman, there is no results in what he is doing. His style is inconsistent, his speech is incoherent. So there's nothing that is forthcoming in the conduct, the behavior, and the speech of a madman. But as far as you are concerned, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you are going to be getting a reward, a magnificent reward, reward that is unfailing and unending. And furthermore, one is your words of wisdom, the instruction, the inspiration that is coming from you, and one is your behavior, and you stand out on an exalted standard of character. So you don't find a madman having any character, any values. He doesn't know what's going around. Then you compare that against the character of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is most outstanding, most conspicuous. As Anas radiallahu anhu says, that I had served Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 long years. In all that duration, never did he tell me why didn't you do this or why did you do this. I haven't seen an instructor as gentle and as beautiful as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In his entire life, you cannot say that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had insulted anybody or hurt anybody, except if the law of Allah Ta'ala was violated, then he defended the law of Allah Ta'ala. But nobody can show that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had hurt or he had insulted anybody. Then again, you hear of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the exalted standard of his character. He never refused. If he was asked for anything, at no point did you hear that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had ever turned a person down. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu speaks about good character and what is the virtue of good character. On the scales on the day of Qiyamah, the thing that will be weightiest will be good character. Then Bukhari Sharif has got it, that the one that has displays good character, he acquires the position of a person that's been standing throughout the night in prayer and performing salat throughout, keeping fast throughout the day. He's fasting throughout the day and standing up in prayer throughout the night. So this is the reward of the person that shows good character. Then again, as Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu says, that my parting advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to me when he dispatched me to Yemen, أَحْسِنْ خُلُوكَكَ لِلنَّاسِ, then display good character to people. Then this good character, what does it amount to? What were the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then Nabi sallam's character was لَا يَدْفَوْ السَّيِّئَةَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ. He wouldn't reward an evil with an evil. Someone was aggressive towards him, then he won't return the evil with evil. Rather, ya'fu wa yaswahu. He would forgive and overlook. That was the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wouldn't go about shouting in the bazaars and public places. Laysa bi sakhabin fil aswaq. He wasn't one that would go around shouting in public places, in bazaars, etc. Rather, a very gentle person, and a person that is standing on a very high pedestal of character. Then again, Nabi Sallam speaks about good character, that is going to be the weightiest things on the scales of rewards on the day of Qiyamah, and that Allah Ta'ala hates a person that is aggressive, impolite. He's aggressive and impolite, so Allah Ta'ala hates that person. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, that he is the teacher and the ustad of Imam Bukhari sahab rahmatullah alayhi. He says, what is the gist of good character? He summarizes it into two things. One is to persevere. Obviously, if you're going to socialize and live amongst people, then you have to put up with a lot of things, their character, their ways, their aggressive natures, etc. They're not being so scrupulous. So you'll have to put up with a lot of things. So one is forbearance and persevering. And with all the nonsense and all the uphill they give you, then too you are kind and gentle towards them. So he summarizes in two things. One is to persevere the wrong that is coming from the end of people. And number two, in spite of the wrong, you are still showing a good character, a good ways, and you are showing good kindness towards people. You still are showing compassion and kindness towards them, irrespective of the type of treatment that you are receiving from them. فَسَتُبْصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُونَ بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ. And soon will you see, and they will see, who is the one that is really inflicted. People have declared Nabi Sallam as a madman, but time says, it is just for time to show you really who is the person that is inflicted, and who is the person that was intelligent. It's like two people that inherited the state of their late father, properties, wealth, businesses, etc. And one is going around squandering that wealth, totally negligent, busting that money. And the other is taking good care of that wealth, seeing that it's used correctly, is being preserved, is managing it correctly. So the one that is wasting and squandering the wealth, he laughs at the person that is managing his property well. So the one that is managing the property, he says, فَسَتُبْصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُونَ بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمُفْتُونَ. Just now you will see in a few days, and we will all see what is going to be the consequence of your squandering and wasting, and what is the consequence of my being careful and cautious with this wealth. So time will say, and time has already said, those that had insulted Nabi Sallam, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Walid ibn Mughira, history has forgotten them. There is no place in history for them. If it was not for Islamic history, then they would have been totally wiped out from the archives of time. And Nabi Sallam, up to this day, let alone the Muslims, even the kafir, finds it a pride to talk about Nabi Sallam, his beauty, his character, his ways, his teachings. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ. Your Rabb knows very well those who've strayed away from his path and those people that are upon guidance. So don't listen to such people that reject the truth. وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا فَيُدْهِنُونَ. All they desire for is that you should be pliant and they will also be pliant, that you have a compromising attitude and they will also in turn have a compromising attitude. Like we say, you scratch my back and I will scratch your back. But both of us have a very compromising attitude. We don't correct each other. Rather we applaud and we have a compromising attitude. So this compromising attitude really is dangerous. It's a way of the kuffar, nothing to do with Islam. Whatever you are doing, I am compromising, I'm giving you an applaud, I'm praising you for whatever you are doing, and you are doing the same in turn. So neither are you making any progress, nor am I making any progress. The ulama explained, to have this type of an attitude is not a Muslim style. The Muslim way is, Islamic way is, you correct, you guide, you don't have to become a police over people to see what they are doing. But if some wrong has come before you, then you will take the trouble to either correct it or to move away. But to remain there and to give an applaud to the wrong, or to try and give a cover-up explanation for the wrong that has been done, really, it was the way of the munafiqeen. There's no truck with Islam and the Muslims. So, وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا فَيُدْهِنُونَ. The true Muslim is the one that wishes well. He will correct, he will guide, he will do good for himself and good for his brother. If his brother is doing something good, then he will support him, give him all the required encouragement, motivate him further in the good that he is doing. And if he's drifting away, then he will correct him. He'll remain firm, and he'll remain firm and strong upon the truth. He will not desist. He will not turn away from the truth.